This is the Don and Mike Show.
Morning, Pee-wee.
Little Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. What's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No way. Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Oh, shut up, Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Oh, not necessarily.
Come on now.
A lot of perverts in here.
That's true.
I like her very much, this lady. Whoa, 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 whoa. I look on her sometimes and imagine her with no clothes.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Well, it's back now. It's the return of Isn't That Something?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this one.
Hold on. We got to wait. You got the music?
Yeah, it's at number two.
The music is in. Hey, how appropriate with today's theme.
Hey, number two. Jenkum.
The music is in number two.
30 points.
Buzz?
Yes.
We'll need you to please give us your super duper intro.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present Isn't That Something? How About That? Now, here are your hosts, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Johnny Ringo. How are you anyway? I'm Don. Here's my best buddy, Mike.
Hello, everyone.
We're talking to Ann Lovell today. Anna Banana. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
And because we're on a time constraint, why don't we Let's start with 5 minutes.
5 minutes to talk to the lady who refers to herself as Anna Banana.
Why do you have that name, Ann?
My parents used to call me Anna Banana as a kid, and the name just stuck, and people still call me Banana.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. How does that work into what you do now, Ann?
People are pretty much used to it by now. I've been with that name for many years, so
but I see here that the name is appropriate, isn't it, for your line of work, correct?
That's true. I have the Washington Banana Museum.
Isn't that something?
And I've been collecting for, I guess, over 25 years.
And this is Washington State, not D.C.
That's right, Washington State. Right.
How about that? Those are two totally different places. How many people come in to talk to you about bananas on a daily basis?
The Banana Museum is now an online thing. It used to be a walk-in thing, but it got too time-consuming, so now it's just an online museum.
Oh, it's an online museum.
Yeah.
So, how about that? People can't come in and, see the stuff you have. They have to go on the Internet to see it?
Yeah, they can see it on my website. It's at bananamuseum.com.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a website?
Yeah.
How about that?
How long you had it?
Since about 96, I guess, is when I put it up.
That's a heck of a long time. How many bananas have you ever eaten it in one sitting?
Oh, I try to keep it down to one at a time.
Well, you know, I see the number of things that you've collected over the years.
One time my friend Mike, can I just tell you something about my buddy Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
One time he ate four bananas.
Four bananas in one sitting.
Isn't that something, Anna?
That's a lot of potassium in one sitting.
My stomach was so distended that I walked out of the studio and one of the guys, you know, practically had to pass out and said, how about that, when he saw me. So how many things do you have in your museum?
I have a guesstimate of probably about 4,500.
Really? Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to count some of the things, but, I did a pretty serious estimate several years ago, and it was 3,000, and I know I've added lots.
3,000?
Oh, isn't that something? I would imagine that, you don't think of Washington State as being a place where bananas would grow.
No. I think that's what attracted me to it, one of the things that attracted to me, because it is so wet and rainy out here, as you
it's
know.
It's wet. How about that? It's not very wet here. How wet is it there?
Well, today it's dry, but you know how it can get.
Isn't that something that somebody that would be out in that area of the country would actually have a collection of bananas?
Yeah, I think the exotic places where they grow kind of attracted me. So.
Do you get over to those places very often? I mean, do you travel a lot?
No, I don't. But
oh,
I hope
isn't that something?
When I retire, I hope to travel to some of those sunny places.
How about that? I'll tell you something. A great place to go is Florida. They have lots of nice bananas down there. Do you ever get bananas from Florida?
I have some postcards from there.
How about that? I do, too. I got lots of postcards.
You never get down to South America?
I haven't been down there. Yeah, no, I haven't, but I hope to one day.
Isn't that something? You love bananas, but you've never been abroad. I'm curious. We're not talking about just the fruit themselves. You have things related to bananas. What would be the most unusual item in your collection?
Well, it's a series of things, really. It's I've kind of gotten into collecting photographs of people eating bananas at the turn of the century.
So how about that? How crazy is that?
Yeah, so
yeah, you said at the turn of the century?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? I wouldn't imagine that people eat bananas at the turn of the century. I mean, I wouldn't think they'd be exported to our country.
Well, they were introduced to the American public at the 1876 Philadelphia Exposition.
I thought it was 1878. It's 76. How about that? I had a stat wrong. I'm sorry about that.
And
hey, isn't that something? I had a stat wrong.
Yeah.
Somebody tell the stats.
How about that? You make a mistake when it's a pre-interview. I don't get that at all. But were they popular as soon as they were introduced?
They were kind of expensive. They were selling for a dime each, which I guess back then was pretty expensive.
How about that? A dime each for a banana.
Now, you know, the turn of the century was 7 years ago. How about that? How about that? Seriously.
Yeah, that's true if you really think about it
that way. You're talking about the other one, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the other
one. Isn't that something?
So
I mean, that you got the years mixed up.
If somebody comes to bananamuseum.com, that's your website.
Yeah.
They'll find out, I mean, is it informative, educational? Is it banana oddities? What exactly is the museum filled with?
Well, I've got some facts on there, and it's some pictures of my finds, or you'll see pictures of the ones I was talking about, eating bananas.
Would you tell us some facts? Would you please tell us some fun facts?
When the immigrants landed at Ellis Island in the late 1800s, they were given bananas, too, and some folks had never had a banana.
How about that?
They didn't know
something.
How to eat them, so they eat them whole with the skin.
Ooh.
Oh, really? And can you eat a banana whole with the skin?
Well, I've never tried to do that, but
I would think with your, you know, the knowledge of all these bananas, you might have tried that once or twice.
Well,
that'd be pretty crazy. How about that, if you would eat a banana?
I would imagine you'd be very sick.
I would think so.
What else do you have in your collection besides pictures?
I've got cookbooks and ceramic things and jewelry. And
how about that?
A lot of advertising things from Chiquita.
Isn't that something? I love Chiquita bananas. Do you like banana pudding?
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that something? I love banana pudding, too.
I would have to say that my favorite would be banana cream pie. How about that? Do you like banana cream pie?
Oh, love it. I love anything with bananas in it.
Isn't that something? You got three people here that love bananas.
and not to take this down a road that we don't go on this show, but bananas... And also, we're adults here. Kind of erotic, huh? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. Isn't that something? I would say that. You ever get any curiosities for, with eroticism or anything like that?
Oh, I have a few things, but I try to...
Oh, how about that? We knew that, didn't we? Huh?
I thought you might be worried. You know, you might be a banana purist. You know, you wouldn't want to go down that road.
Well, I've got a very, very small portion of the collection that deal with that.
How about that?
How about bruised bananas? How about that?
I've got a desiccated banana.
Oh, really? Is it just all withered up and dried up in a corner?
Isn't that something? What is it again?
It's desiccated.
Now, how much does
How
much does a banana shrink when it's desiccated?
It shrinks up quite a bit. It's just kind of a little scrawny thing.
How about that?
Well, I see.
Isn't that something?
I see, but that was not competition.
I know. Tell us more about your museum. Isn't that something?
Luck of the draw.
I understand.
Let's see. The Banana Museum.
We've gone more than 5 minutes, everybody knows. You know that?
Really?
Do you think anybody's still listening?
I'm not sure.
The Banana Museum has lots of interest. Lots of people are visiting the website.
Well, I will be a horse's ass.
Yeah? And sending me questions. A lot of school kids ask me questions.
How about that? Kids are precocious.
They really are. Well, we look forward to visiting your banana museum. This has been fascinating. I mean,
we've loved having you on the show.
Isn't that
today?
Something when we get somebody who loves, you know, just a simple thing like bananas and We'll urge our listeners to go and visit your museum.
And, you know, we brought up that thing about erotic, and how about that? She played along.
Yeah, we appreciate
She
really
was a good sport.
And a banana.
All right, it's my pleasure.
How about that, huh?
Isn't that something? What a crazy name for that crazy lady.
Anna Banana, thank you so much, and go to bananamuseum.com.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How about that, Anna Banana?
Isn't that something?
Hold on, please, Anna.
Okay.
How you doing?
That bitch!
No, not at all. No.
Not her fault.
She
could not have been nicer. I was thinking more about the kids, the retarded kids doing the play. That was the sound that comes to mind when there we go. That's what I was thinking.
Remember, everybody, this was not any kind of a competition.
I think we both did very well.
Exhibition.
I think we both did very well.
Isn't that something? How about that to its purest form?
Well, and if you want to get behind the curtain of this, really, yeah, put yourself in our shoes, all right? We have to do this interview. If we do this interview just straight with this thing, we can't.
No.
If you expect us to, you're sorely mistaken.
We didn't have to do this interview.
We didn't have to do it, but I mean, there's only one way to do that interview.
That's something.
And it's not even a real museum.
Either that or it'd just be one of those awful things why people hate us. We just get somebody on the phone and just tell them they're retarded.
Uh-huh. I'd rather have them go away not knowing.
That's right.
Buzz, what was the total now? This is a Don and Mike production. Team Don and Mike.
I like this way better because it's more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Because when we do the phony voices and we attempt to jam them in there, first of all, the person gets hip to it very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And also, you and I are so ultra-competitive
that we just say it for no reason whatsoever.
It ends up just being, how about that, how about that, how about that,
exactly.
How about that, how about that.
Exactly. The creativity comes in actually creating a little dialogue where we have to say it.
What was the total there, Buzzy?
The team can be very proud. Isn't that somethings? And how about that's totaled 45
very
in
good.
That interview.
Bravo.
Break them down into each category, please.
I actually did not. It was, I'll tell you, it was pretty evenly divided. For just about every isn't that something, there was a how about that. So split it down the middle. And I counted three what I'd call other declarations.
How about that? She doesn't travel.
And that's something.
How about that?
Anna, suck on my banana.
There we go.
How you like that?
Thanks so much, lady.
Well done.
Good luck. Yeah, glad you closed the museum down.
There you go.
The museum that's probably in a rec room somewhere.
Very small part of it devoted to its phallic nature.
Of course.
Just a small part.
She didn't shy away from eroticism.
How about that? Well, she's no stranger to the erection.
And a banana. God almighty, help us all.
All right. And the reviews pour in.
Here they come.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I know what you're saying. Author, please, stop bringing us roses. I'd like to remind you, the Writers Guild is on strike. Oh, yes. Soundboard guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello.
Is that William Shatner?
Yes.
Is this you, Fred?
You got me.
I sure am hungry.
Stand up and be a man. You're embarrassing yourself.
It's Jack Bauer.
Mm-hmm. I sure am hungry.
I don't think you're going to
get it. Why not?
Can we hear some Fred Rogers?
No.
You're not the same guy that does Fred Rogers?
I'm a walking cliche.
This is the Fred Rogers guy.
Damn, you got me.
Yeah, so come on. What do we have to eat today?
No one you'd ever notice. I don't run in your circles.
We're hungry and we want a snack. That's all we want.
I give the orders here, don't I?
All right. No, you do not give the orders.
I want to talk to that tramp named Lady Elaine right now, and I want her to make me some popcorn, or this call is over.
Lady Elaine.
I'm beginning to hate the soundboard guy more and more. I truly am. Boy, we are so hungry.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
We had to wait too long for that. We had to wait too long. And he calls when he wants to call.
Easily, that was his worst effort yet.
And he calls when he wants to call. No respect for the flow of the show. That's after right. That stimulating interview with Anna Banana.
Right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey. What's up, man?
Track lighting, man. How about with you, man?
Hey, how about that? That was the best damn segment ever. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Stop,
number one fan.
Stop patronizing us. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Anna Banana's brother, Enos. parents call me Enos Penis.
What?
What?
Doesn't even work, sir.
What are you doing?
Oh.
What are you doing?
How long have you been making aircraft?
There he goes. You know, all we wanted to do was get some nice reviews for our little Anna Banana interview, and yeah, we've gotten the soundboard guy and this guy, you know, with their own agendas, and it's been very frustrating.
Thank you for telling me.
And this guy's not hung up. Well, nope.
Hollywood Produce.
God, that's the worst phone in the world. Try it again. What?
They're just having fun with produce.
Yeah, but what you said didn't make any sense.
Didn't work.
Enos. Well, she was Anna Banana. Enos Penis. I'm just taking it to the gutter.
Oh, yeah, really taking it to the gutter.
Well, you being a shock jock?
Real blue humor there.
Who is this, Howard Stern?
No, sorry.
What are you doing? What are you? Hold on a second. What are you doing? What are you doing?
We're
doing a radio show. You're killing us here. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I think he's.
I'm sorry, Radio Gods.
Who are you talking to?
Hello, who are you talking to there?
Yeah. Why are you not paying attention? Are you listening to yourself on the radio?
You called us.
Yeah, I was listening to the whole Anna Banana interview.
Yeah, but right now, during this conversation, when you called us, when there were these enormous pauses, and then we would hear another voice, were you turning up the radio or were you talking to somebody?
I think he was talking to somebody.
No, I was turning it down. I thought I was talking to you, but we were kind of talking over each other.
Yeah, that's Mike and I really got to work on that because you know, we're just not good at taking phone calls.
It's a sense you develop.
We're just not good with the timing thing. We're working on it. We've only been working together 23 years.
A thousand pardons.
A thousand pardons, yeah. I thought I'd take it in the blue. Yeah, Enos Penis.
Boy.
A thousand penises.
Fracturingly funny.
Hey, Alice. Hello.
I was just suffering along with you.
You're not helping us. Do you understand that?
Although when you say you're suffering, how are you suffering along with us?
Well, talking to that banal museum lady, she was...
Banal.
I felt your pain. I'm sorry.
There was... Okay, douchebag, there was no pain. Now I will pull the curtain back completely. That was a brilliant bit. In my humble estimation, brilliant and funny. Brilliant and funny. Brilliant and funny.
And then it was sliced and diced and murdered by the soundboard guy, and then final nail in the coffin comes from you.
You said you feel our pain. We felt no pain. We felt good about the segment. It was a good segment.
No, it was very clever of you.
Then what pain are you feeling? Otherwise, it's the pain of just another ass who, in this time, knows he's on the air. You don't even have the goddamn lame excuse that I'm so tired of hearing. Well, you guys sound so much different. No! No, we sound exactly the same. And you know you're on the air, and you're still a major dumbass. Now, what pain is it that we can help you with? Or what pain is it that you want to help us with?
The pain I was attempting to describe was the pain you were feeling and having to play it straight.
No, that was the bit. The banal, as you put it, nature of the interview was the source of the humor, you see.
And where
the humor was removed is when you called with the Enos Penis thing. It just wasn't funny enough.
And Enos Penis...
It was about as funny as Anna Banana. That's all I was getting at.
Well, hold on now. Hold on now. Let's get back to this.
Yes.
Did you or did you not like the segment, Isn't That Something?
Yes, I did. I did.
Well, then what's your problem, Dick?
Oh, I was just adding a little color.
Adding a little color. You sound like, it sounds like that Bruno Kirby tape that we play. I, too, like sitting around with my friends and swapping humorous stories.
The only color you're adding is brown.
You truly are. And sometimes it's frustrating.
Okay, well, I'm a desiccated banana. I'm sorry.
All right. He can't help it. His friends tell him he's funny.
He has no friends.
Do you have any friends?
Well, two less, apparently.
God, everything's going to be like wacky witticisms here, and you're not good at it.
I know.
Let us be the ones to tell you, please. This is the kind of guy you hear at a wedding reception.
You could help him.
Oh, my God.
And before anybody out there wants to be Mr. Helper, I know we could have hung up on this guy three minutes ago, but it's like a hangnail. You ever have a hangnail, and you got to get the clippers, and you got to go at that baby, and you got to just, it's driving you nuts. It's eating at that little hole in your sock. So you're a hangnail on the toe of the Don and Mike show.
And you had to be dealt with.
I consider myself rebuked. Okay.
You know, I have no idea. I have no doubt that any of these countries that we are fighting with are going to come over here and kick our ass 87 different ways.
It's sad.
Because we are the greatest country in the world, mm-hmm. but we are also, hands down, the dumbest country in the world. I tell you what, friend, I will see you tonight for our big group watching of Deal or No Deal.
And it's these guys that just want to help. Yeah. That's the thing. In their mind, or at least that's the way they justify uh-huh. it to us. They just want to help.
What is the magic of Deal or No Deal, do you think?
Oh, it's the personality of Howie.
Always asking our friend Mike.
Oh, Professor Backwards? Okay. Yeah, well, I'll ask you, sir, what is the magic of that show?
I bet you love that show.
No.
What do you do for fun? Let's find out a little bit about you, because, you know, you started this, and we kind of have to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It was one bad joke. You beat me down.
Well, you deserved it, though. You deserved every bit of it.
You deserved more than just being beaten down by words.
They let you off easy.
You deserve to be taken to Rikers Island. And someone should write on your forehead, you're a pedophile. That's what they should do to you.
Let's learn a little bit about you. Anything you'd like to share? I hear the silence right now. You're not hanging up.
You'd be bent over a urinal, and some guy would be saying, who's your daddy? You'd be saying, all I did was call the Don and Mike show.
What's your favorite TV show? Good question, Rob. Sir?
Probably The Office.
All right. That's a
what
very
kind
funny
of work
show.
Do you do?
How do you follow The Office? It doesn't have a laugh track. How do you know what's funny?
Okay. You ripped the hangnail out. Now you're pouring lemon juice in. Okay.
Yes. It needs acid now. It needs sulfuric acid also.
Explain to me how The Office is funny. Because it seems to me that you're the type of guy that would scream at the TV and go, I don't get it. There's no laughing. Why are they looking at the camera? And then you'd call Steve Carell at home to tell him that. You call, you say, I was watching your show tonight. Man, I feel your pain.
You understand that sometimes an example needs to be made. You know that, right?
Gosh, Steve, it must be awful. I feel your pain. You're having to do that show with no laugh track or that camera following you around all the time. Gosh, that's just not funny.
Do you work with computers?
No. I work with the public. It's scarier.
How old are you?
Rob wants to know how old you are.
I'm on the wrong side of 40.
The wrong side of 40. Please tell us what you do. I'm just curious.
What's funny about The Office?
Well, that's just... It's a good depiction. You have everybody you have in a normal office. You have the sycophant, you have the drunk, you have the suck up, you have the incompetence.
How do you follow that? That show's so complex, though.
He moves too fast for me.
You know what I like? I like Two and a Half Men. How about you? I like Jay Leno. Jay Leno is super, too.
He works with people, though. I'm still curious.
Well, he could clean toilets, Mike. You work with people when you clean their toilets.
No, well, he's thrown some 25-cent words out there, uh-huh. So I'm curious as to what he does.
Yeah, but he's never been married.
Have you ever been married, sir?
Oh, all my life.
All your life.
Wow.
Now, what do you do? Can you just share in general what you do?
Your fields?
Yeah, the field.
Insurance.
Now I'm really mad at you.
This would be like the Grim Reaper showing up at your door to sell you
now
insurance.
Now I'm really, really mad at
an insurance salesman. My God. Right now, every insurance guy that's got a life is listening to the show going, oh, you're killing us all. Mm-hmm. You're killing every insurance guy in the world.
He makes his own hours, right? You can kind of go and come and go as you please?
No, not sales.
Oh, so you're not in sales. Oh, so you're actually in the real mechanism of insurance.
He's an actuary.
Are you an actuary?
No.
So tell me something I've always wanted to ask someone in the insurance business. What's it like taking money from people's dreams? What's it like taking money and saying, you're going to get this when you die. You're going to get this when you die. But the whole time you're making money on that money.
Are you in the life side of it, or are you casualty in property?
Casualty.
What does that mean?
That means he...
Please don't answer. I would to answer. What does casualty mean?
Well, the claim side.
Claims.
So are you an adjuster?
Yeah, of sorts, yeah.
Are you the guy, if I have a car wreck, do you come and take a picture of my car?
Among other things, yeah.
Among other things. Upskirt videos?
No, I mean... Whatever.
Have you ever worn a tie with a short sleeve dress shirt?
Every day, Rob.
No.
Never.
Honestly?
Never.
Summer?
That would be Radio Shack.
Well, maybe you do it and you put on the coat and you think no one's going to know because you're wearing
a coat. I liked that would be Radio Shack. I did. I'm sorry. I know my colleagues will turn against me now, but I did like that.
Can you describe your eyeglasses?
Big piece of tape right in the middle, right? Kind of like Charlie Sheen in that baseball movie, Major League.
A Wild Thing, yeah.
No, it's nothing like that.
Do you have any idea how badly I'd like to come through the phone and strangle you? I mean, really? Would you just stop and think about it? I'm not a violent man. I swear to God, no, I'm not. True. But right now... I would have the strength of 10 men. I would feel like the guy that sees the baby that's trapped underneath the car, and
right.
You know, you get the superhuman strength to lift up the car. I feel such venom for you at this moment. I could wring your neck with my hands and watch you wither away and die, and all I would probably do would be to go to the bathroom on you.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
And if I can explain the reason for that is that we are sitting here trying to put food on our table. That's what we're doing.
You're killing us.
We are trying to do our jobs.
I'm going to do that mobster thing to you. I'd cut off your ear and put it in your mouth, kind of as a message.
Or a Colombian necktie.
Yes, thank you, Mike. That'd be nice as well.
Because really, when you come into our territory, you know, we get kind of protected. Because we are trying to make a living here.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I truly do.
How about this?
I would like to burn you with my cigar. I would like to burn your genitals with my cigar.
Wow.
Ouch.
Wow.
Right on, I would like to put out my Fuente Opus X right on your taint.
Boy, bring that in for an appraisal, huh?
What's the deductible on that?
Then once we do that, we're going to play the good guys game. And this is where
you pretend
you're the manager at Good Guys.
Oh, the bouncer.
Yeah, the bouncer. And I'm the guy that's mad that you kicked me out.
I think it was the manager.
Well, either way, all I know is this cat ends up on fire.
What is your favorite dessert?
Well, it doesn't contain bananas, no.
No, don't be a wise ass. I'm asking you a real question. You could really make yourself look good here by answering what is your favorite dessert.
How hard really do you think? Do you think you could kill a guy with a butter knife?
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you referred to as the office clown or the office stain?
Going back to the
1,000.
Going back
two
to the
one
show,
thousand.
The Office. You're the fat bald guy, right? You got to be.
No.
What was that? Oh. As I dream about poking out your eyes with a plastic fork, one would take.
You
on
see,
a
the more dead air, the more Dom wants to poke out your eyes and burn you.
Well, I'm just trying to apologize and withdraw gracefully. It's one bad.
Well, you know, there's really impossible. One way to do that. You know that, don't you?
He does, but he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know. What do you think that way is?
Is to say my mom's the mayor of Whoretown?
Nope. That's not what I was getting at.
Cut off.
That's not what I was getting at, and I'm trying to be in control over here.
Cut off each of your diseased toes and feed them to you. Then I would take the insurance policies for those families that you've built out of all of those their life savings, and I would make you eat every insurance policy, literally eat it until it came out the other end, and then we'd start all over again.
Please don't tell me that you handle medical claims.
No.
Thank God.
And then I would take you down to, is it Suwanee, Georgia? Is that where my buddy Mike Vick lives?
Suwanee.
I would take you down there, and I would find some of Mike Vick's dogs.
The ones that are left?
Strip you naked, shave your body down, and cover you with peanut butter, and throw you in a room with all those dogs. After I choked you and stabbed you with a butter knife and popped out your eyes with a plastic fork from a picnic.
Would you boil him in hot dog water?
But here's the important thing. You'd have him back to the office by Monday.
Mm. Yeah.
You bet.
Because you like to keep the American engine of industry and insurance hitting on all eight cylinders.
Have you had a good time with the Don and Mike show today, son?
Oh, I haven't had this much fun since my last root canal.
How are your teeth?
God, he's still doing it. You just can't say die. You can't do it. Okay. Are you an amateur comedian? Do you perform at your church hall?
No, even worse, I did college radio. I'm sorry.
You did college radio.
Yes. And failed miserably, okay?
Right now, what I'm wishing for you.
I feel a prayer coming on.
And you know, here's what makes me mad. People are going to consider us bullies for this because they're not going to understand either. They're not going to understand that we're simply trying to feed our families. They're not going to get it. They're not going to understand it. All you people right now that think we're being way too harsh, pound sand.
I need some research on this. I'm not really an expert when it comes to this. What is the nicest form of cancer?
Like the nicest form? I don't think there is
most
one.
Pleasant?
I really don't think there is
one. If you had to pick one, though. What's the best of the worst?
Jesus, I have no idea. I can't answer that question. I always think you want to go with the worst.
Well, I mean,
ball. Come on now, don't pussyfoot around here.
I wish you ball cancer.
And that is the end of that.
There, I've said it.
How about uninsured ball cancer?
Uninsured.
I'm sorry, we can't cover that claim.
How would you rate your experience on the Don and Mike show today? On a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being best?
And don't try to be witty, just give us a number.
Honest answer.
Honest engine.
Cool. Well, I'd give this a 1.
Oh, a 1. Oh. Okay.
A 1. What makes it a 1? How come it's not a flat-out 0?
Well, I'm chastised. I stand corrected, gentlemen. My apologies to the radio gods.
It took a lot of letter writing, but who had recorded it also.
Any plans for the weekend?
Just stay home and flagellate myself and penance.
Penance. That's good. That's good. Yeah, right. And use one of your one of your sensible belts to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, you are a super listener. You're a superman.
We appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you for listening. What is your favorite radio show?
Don and Mike.
God bless you. Have a great day. Have a nice weekend.
So long, friend.
Enjoy your ball cancer.
Now place that thing that's in your hand in the cradle, all right?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
You know, a lot of his slacks.
I'm going to say it again. All you people out there think we're being too hard on this guy.
No.
You have to understand.
No.
An example needed to be made.
Enjoy your free ball cancer.
You know, the thing is, right at the end, it was still... I haven't had this much fun since I had my last root canal. Uh-huh. You know, and seriously, in the insurance office, they're going, Phil!
Why is it that you and I cannot let a guy like that go?
Because sometimes...
It should be beneath us, Mike, and it never is. No.
You know, here's the deal. Don't you think he was kind of reaping the rewards of 2 days ago? 2 days ago,
yeah.
When you shut the phones down, we couldn't let that happen to us again.
Mostly, though, you know what? If he has children... Feel sorry for his children.
Oh, boy, because they're going to... No, feel sorry for all of his relatives, because they're going to be the recipients of that kind of humor at every possible family gathering.
No, they won't, because he has ball cancer now.
Maybe they'll have a tape of him to play at the funeral.
Let's break.
I haven't had that much fun since my last root canal.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.